Only one player has ever won baseball's Rookie of the Year and the league's Most Valuable Player Award in the same season. That was Fred Lynn of the Boston Red Sox back in 1975. But this year, with his Seattle Mariners sporting the best record in the majors and with a batting average hovering around 370, Ichiro Suzuki is making a bid to be the second player to win both awards in the same year. Suzuki is the latest foreign player to have an impact on these shores. At age 27, he's a seasoned ball player. He's won the batting title 7 times in his native Japan. But he's the first position player, non-pitcher, from Japan to play in the majors. Weekend Edition sports commentator Ron Rappaport joins us. Hi, Ron.
Hi, John.
I guess we can say that there have not been too many adjustment problems for Mr. Suzuki.
What's funny is they're comparing him with Rod Carew for his ability to hit the ball to all fields, often just out of the reach of the fielders, as if he'd thrown it up and hit it there himself. And John, Ichiro is extremely fast. He has 15 infield hits. And beyond that, just in case you need any more, he's already being called the best right fielder in the league. He's a wonderful fielder.
Wow.
Did I mention that the Mariners are in first place by a dozen games?
Yeah, and that's amazing too, isn't it? Who have they given up recently?
Well, you don't hear the fans complaining too much about Alex Rodriguez and Randy Johnson anymore, do you?
Yeah, not to mention Ken Griffey Jr.
There you go. I don't suppose to tell you how this is going over in Japan, do I?
Oh, I bet it's a big deal.
I mean, every Mariner game is televised. There are about 24 Japanese reporters following them around. There was a wonderful report a few weeks ago that one Japanese publication was offering big bucks for a photo of Ichiro in the nude and to be taken to dressing in private.
Why did it take so long to get a position player, a non-pitcher from Japan, into the U.S. majors?
Well, you know, it took a long time for them to get a pitcher in for a while. And then there was a concern about whether they would be big enough and fast enough and hit the ball hard enough. And there was still a lot of skepticism, even when he started out well. Rob Dibble, the former pitcher who's now an analyst for ESPN, he said recently he'd run around Times Square naked if Ichiro won the batting title. And Lou Piniella, the Seattle manager, told him he'd better start working on his tan.
You know, it's not just baseball either. The NBA, the National Basketball Association, playoffs are on, and there's a very strong foreign presence, certainly more than usual. We've got stars from Germany, Turkey, Croatia, Serbia, Australia, and even the Dallas Mavericks, Wang Zhuzhu from the People's Republic of China, has gotten a few minutes. Will this big international pool of players become more important than the pool of American youth, do you think?
Well, I don't know whether they'll become more important than the pool of American youth. That would take a lot. But there have been a lot of players from other countries in the league over the years. John Vlade Divac, Tony Kukoc, Drazen Petrovic, Detlef Schrempf, Hakeem Olajuwon. Mm-hmm. But you're absolutely right. The phenomenon has really taken off. I mean, we have the Mavericks have their first NBA's first player from Mexico, Eduardo Najera, this year. They've got another Nigerian player, Obina Ekezi. Don't hold me to these pronunciations, John.
Okay, I won't.
In Sacramento, the Lakers, you know, just swept the Kings, where they had Vlade Divac, of course, along with his fellow Yugoslav Predrag Stojkovic. And the Turkish player, Hidayet Turkoglu. And this has all been very educational for the American-born players. I think my favorite moment of that sweep, Shaquille O'Neal was getting ready to take a free throw, which is kind of an adventure for him anyhow. And anyway, he asked Turkoglu where he was from, and he said Turkey. And O'Neal said, "Is that near Greece?"
Yeah. And pretty good geography.
Turkoglu admitted that he was one. They were right. They were in the same place.
Right. So, Ron, Ichiro Suzuki is working on a 23-game hitting streak. Has any player in your memory ever won the Rookie of the Year, the MVP, and broken Joe DiMaggio's 56-game hit streak in one season?
I think I could say without fear of contradiction, no, what I'm waiting for is the song. Didn't they write a song for DiMaggio at about this point? Joe, we want you on our side. Does Ichiro scan? We're going to have to work on that.
Yeah, we're going to have to work on that, I think. Thanks, Ron.
Okay, John, good to be with you.
Weekend Edition sports commentator Ron Rappaport is also a columnist for the Chicago Sun-Times.